Welcome back to another spectacular match day, but watch this. Looks like the fans are playing Coral's free reward shaker. The half and half scarfers shaking decisively for once. They bagged a super boost. Next to them, the prawn sandwich brigade. Oh, they've shaken up a free bet after that free lunch. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers this season. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK, max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
WNYG Radio presents Pro Wrestling This Week. Now, here's your host, John Arizzi.
Could have played the theme song for Frosty the Friggin' Snowman. I hate this weather, I tell you. I hate it with a passion. And then what do you got to do after you leave the station today? You got to bowl with a couple of seven-year-old kids who are going to kick your butt. So here we are again, another Saturday morning bright and early. It's a day where everyone should be in bed, sleeping. And I did try to shovel my walk today. I got about two steps and keeled over. The medics came over, a little oxygen, pumping the heart a little bit, and here I am, talking wrestling on a Saturday morning. How you doing? I'm John Arizzi. We're here with our usual gang of creative geniuses in a studio. Tom Ross, our engineer, our producer Bruce Jacobs, who is now affectionately called just the producer at Farmingdale Lanes. We had some Bruce, come in here for a second if you would. I want to turn the mic on for a second and talk to Bruce, because if you guys haven't out there, if you haven't bowled with us yet, you've never bowled before.
Listen, Ski, if you're showing up today, do better than an 88, would you, pal? We want to win.
Mr. Split, we called him last
week. Mr. Split. 10 frames, 7 splits.
But at least, as he said, at least I hit the head pin.
That's right, he got the head pin. That's all he did was get the head pin. There are 9 others.
Yeah.
The last I kept count anyway.
Well, we're going to be bowling today at Farmingdale Lanes right after we finish this menagerie of
They're not going to bring those 2 5-year-old terrors again, are they?
Oh, yeah, the kids who whipped our butts.
They smeared us.
Well, we gave them 100 pins.
I don't care. I don't care. 5, 7, 15, 30. I want to win. Okay. We lost to 2 5-year-olds. That's embarrassing.
Hey, there were 7.
7, all right.
They're giving out a lot of wrestling prizes, too, over there. They got a new big selection of Hasbro dolls, and they went down to a toy distributor this weekend and picked up a ton of wrestling stuff to give away. So if you're not...
So we're going to take on all comers today.
Yeah, we're there.
All right. Well, we're gonna beat butt. So anybody out there...
I wore my bowling shirt today.
Yeah, I see that. Looks like something that you put the ball in.
Could be.
If you're out there, don't show up today because you're going to lose. Or show up today because you're going to lose.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to have some fun today. Farmingdale Lanes, 999 Conklin Street, right off of Route 110 in Farmingdale. Give them a call if you need directions. We'll be there bowling about 11:30, 12 o'clock, 249-4300, 249-4300. So tape WWF Superstars. You're not going to see anything special on there today anyway. Because we're telling you what's really happening right here on this program. So put your VCRs on, go down to the bowling alley, and have some fun with us. Let's get Donnie Liable on the phone. Donnie, are you there today, Mr. Snowman?
Oh, yes, I am. And right now, I'd like to tell you, no matter what the temperature is by you, it is 4 degrees here.
Yeah.
That's not including the wind chill.
We got you beat this week.
Little cold.
We got snow outside right now that's coming down in buckets.
Yeehaw.
And you know how I am with the snow.
Yes. Hey, man, we have had a very busy week in wrestling.
Yes, we have.
Lots of big things happening, and certainly coming weeks, too. You know, it wasn't too long ago this time last year that things were breaking and snowballed pretty big for a certain company, and it could happen again.
I know. Well, there's WrestleMania coming up. There's all kinds of things going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
We're scheduled to bring on Eric Bischoff today. And he's going to talk about a lot of the changes that are going on in WCW right now. So right. Some big news. And Donnie, why don't you take it away with the capsule?
Waiting for this. Okay, good morning, everybody. Topping off the capsule this week, there are several major organizational shakeups in World Championship Wrestling this past week. With all the changes enacted, Cowboy Bill Watts now, for all intents and purposes, has been knocked down to the number three man in charge of WCW from the number one position he had previously occupied. Second, a new executive television producer to oversee all WCW's programming has been brought aboard. Third, commentators too have been reassigned. Jesse Ventura and Tony Schiavone will co-host WCW's Saturday Night Show. On Sunday, look for Eric Bischoff and Michael Hayes. They'll be working as a team. And perhaps the biggest surprise is Jim Ross is being taken off all pay-per-views and clashes, having been reassigned to worldwide telecasts only. Now, Ross is expected to fill the role of a roving public relations ambassador for the promotion as well. And as we alluded to earlier, look for Eric Bischoff to receive a mega push as the company's new lead announcer. Well, brace yourselves for another ride on the turbulent Titan Sports Sea of Discontent. According to reliable sources, Jim Helwig, a.k.a. the Ultimate Warrior, is preparing to file a lawsuit against the company. Now, Helwig reportedly has hired the same attorney who represented Ivana Trump during her divorce from the Donald. Alleged charges of racketeering and wrongful termination of employment are said to lead the list of violations Helwig feels he was wronged by. Well, was there ever any doubt Hulk Hogan would let a WrestleMania event pass him by and not partake? No. The Hulkster will be appearing on the annual show of shows for the WWF, and at this point, Hogan and Brutus Beefcake taking on Money, Inc. appears to be the match. This stems from a match taped on February 1st for a February 15th airing on Monday Night Raw, where IRS rammed his briefcase into Brutus' head. Now, Jimmy Hart attempted to protect Beefcake, and he was quickly tossed from the ring from his now former tag team. Kerry Von Erich will be appearing before a grand jury in Dallas, Texas on February 15th as a result of his January 12th arrest in Irving, Texas for possession of cocaine. This according to the Wrestling Flyer newsletter. Von Erich posted a $5,000 bond and was released after spending some time behind bars. Kerry is on 10 years probation from his arrest 1 year ago for forging drug prescriptions. WCW's Super Bowl 93, scheduled for Asheville, North Carolina on February 21st, has had several of its matches announced. In a non-title match, Big Van Vader and Sting will meet in a leather strap match. Dustin Rhodes defends his United States belt opposite Ron Simmons. Cactus Jack meets Paul Orndorff, and the Great Muta puts his NWA title up for grabs with Barry Windham. Well, don't be expecting to see the Honky Tonk Man's name on any upcoming USWA bills. He's taking himself out of the picture. Apparently, he was going to be knocked down several matches on the cards due to the WWF sending in Randy Savage and Kurt Hennig to work with Lawler. Well, check your local listings for next Friday's airing of Entertainment Tonight. Wrestling Observer editor Dave Meltzer will be featured. And a sad note of some, famed ring announcer from the Allentown and Hamburg, Pennsylvania area, Joe McHugh, has died. McHugh, 88, had been announcing for over 70 years, and was most recently seen in the New York area on Sports Channel's ICCW show. He also appeared on many WWF TV telecasts during the 1970s and 80s, and McHugh died on January 31st. There's a heck of a main event lined up for March 27th in Minneapolis, Road Warrior Hawk versus Terry Funk, plus Nails and a Lightning Kid are booked on that show. And finally, 15 years ago today in pro wrestling, it was on February 6th, 1977 in Toronto's Maple Leaf Gardens, Harley Race defeated then NWA champ Terry Funk to gain control of the game's most prized trophy. Now, the 15-minute match had Pat O'Connor serve as the guest referee. And one other very interesting match that took place on that same card as the Sheik defended his U.S. title against Bobo Brazil. In the Sheik's corner, serving as seconds were Ripper Collins and Chris Tolis, while Chief J. Strongbow and Stan Stasiak were Brazil's seconds. For Pro Wrestling This Week, I'm Don Lobel reporting. Capsule time, 10:13.
Okay, Donnie. It's going to be sad, you know, with losing Andre last week. And
Joe McHugh.
I never forget those
famous words. I'm sure you must,
words.
You must remember him tremendously for his announcing in Hamburg and Allentown.
Right.
You were attending the tapings quite a bit.
And my name is Joe McHugh.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
He's getting more of a reaction than anybody else on the card
sometimes.
Right.
One other note, John. Sid Vicious, seems to have some head games being played with him. He did receive his release from Titan Sports. As we understand, he signed it, sent it back to them, but they have not sent it back to him with their signature on it. So right now, once again, Sid Vicious, Sid Justice is still in limbo.
Still in limbo. Has had some preliminary talks with WCW, but can't make a move until Mr. McMahon or his legal representative in Titan Sports signs that release and gets it back to him. So, all kinds of games being played in and out of the ring. Sometimes you think you could write a book about all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Maybe somebody will.
Maybe somebody will someday. All right, well, listen, we will talk to you, Don, next week and have some fun out there today. And I'll be taking a trip up to Cooperstown in the next week or so and visit the Hall of Fame and have a good time up there.
Hey, we'll have to show you where Reggie's going in there.
Reggie.
All righty, John. Have a good show.
Take care. Okay, Don Leibel. And, yeah, we got lots of things going on in and out of the ring. And, of course, the shakeups in WCW, we've been getting calls all week long regarding the shakeups. How else can you put it? A lot of shakeups going on. I talked to Eric Bischoff last night. Eric is out in California right now. And we're going to be bringing him on this program in just a few short minutes. I'm going to try to wake him up out of his hotel bed, but he definitely wants to come on today and clear up a lot of the rumors that have been circulating behind the scenes this week. You know, they're saying Watts is demoted and Ross lost all his power. But Don did say something that was erroneous in his report because he had the news only up till last night. And that was that the new executive TV producer was already in place. And from what I understand, I don't think that's the case. We're going to try to clear it all up with Eric Bischoff in just a second here on the program. And we will get into several things with Eric. Eric has been with the company now for a few years and building momentum steadily within that company. Okay. All right, fine. Well, Eric said it'll be on in about 10 minutes. Great. What we're going to do right now is this. Now, we'll take a quick commercial break. Why don't we do this? Well, I will talk to you live about a couple of our sponsors here, including Farmingdale Lanes. Now, this place right here, Farmingdale Lanes in Farmingdale, also Bruno's Comac Bowl. In Comac, they have special wrestling leagues now just for you. There's an early morning league on Saturday mornings where the kids bowl. There is prizes given out each and every week. For example, get the Strike Buster. If you get three consecutive strikes if you're an adult or three strikes during the game if you're a kid, you will get a prize. That's called a pinfall. There are trivia contests. There's the tag team match, which we'll be participating in at 11:30, where Bruce, the producer, and I team up to take on two of the youngsters at the lanes. And, of course, we start bowling with our adult situation at 12 noon, high noon they call it, and we'll be putting on our holster and our guns to go out there and make that spare. Can't wait. You can reach us today at Farmingdale Lanes by just getting on Route 110 and going on to Conklin Street. 999 Conklin Street is the address. Give them a call at 249-4300 for directions. And we're there each and every week, and we'll be bringing back another top celebrity wrestler within the next month there. Looks like it's going to be Jake the Snake to sign some autographs for you, the fans out there. Also, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors right here at this program, L&S Comics, 1379 Jerusalem Avenue. Now, Larry is just filled with the latest wrestling videos, all the new Smoky Mountain tapes. He's got tapes from Japan. Larry from L&S has every tape imaginable. There's over 500 in stock right now at L&S Comics. They also got all the new Hasbro dolls. You can give him a call at 489-X-MEN, 489-9636. Stop in and visit L&S. Pick up their free revised video list. And that is at 1379 Jerusalem Avenue, Southern State Parkway to exit 24 North. Make your first left turn right to L&S Comics. And they also have a limited supply, a few left of those Tiger Mask dolls direct from Tokyo. Now, you want to pick one of these up. 12 inches high, fully posable, comes with a cape, comes with a ring belt, comes with a belt. It is directly imported from Japan, and he bought all the remaining stock. So once these are gone, there are no more. LNS Comics, one of the sponsors right here at this program. Call them up, 489-9636. And I want to tell you about also, if you're craving wrestling news during the week while this program is not on, let me tell you, our hotline is hot and heavy. We mention things all week long. If you want to get the advantage of all your wrestling buddies, call us up at 900-933-7526, 900-933-7526. That's our latest hotline. It's sponsored by Wrestling Today magazine, the new issue on the newsstands today. Just $1.49 per minute. Write that number down for all week long. Kids under 18, get your parents' permission. 900-933-7526. And we have instant information for you each and every day on the WWF, WCW, independent scene, and also exclusive interviews with the stars. Our hotline, 900-933-7526. Okay, Eric Bischoff coming on in just a few minutes. Now, look at this beautiful picture I got of Cactus Jack and the family. Take a look. Take a look at Dewey. Dewey is Cactus's son. We got a nice photo here. Isn't he a beautiful little kid? Looks a little like Cactus, doesn't he? He's dropping elbows off the top of the playpen right now onto some of his dolls, I understand, down in the... Say what?
Nobody's that ugly.
Nobody's that ugly? I'll just relay that message to Mr. Cactus Jack, Bruce. What I'm going to do right now for the next couple of minutes here, I want you to get your pen and paper out before we bring Eric Bischoff on the line, because we get a lot of wrestling newsletters each and every week that keep us updated with information. Some are entertaining. This particular photo of Cactus Jack and his lovely wife Colette and the baby, this was in the Wrestling Chatterbox, and that is published by my good friend George Ann Macropoulos. Now, George Ann has some issues left of her current edition of the Chatterbox, which is a tribute to Cactus Jack and his career. Now, she is making a great deal for everybody. The Chatterbox normally goes for $250 per month. She's saying she has about 30 copies of this issue left, and she's making a special offer to all our listeners. All you got to do is mention, you heard it on this program, that John Arizzi sent you to the Chatterbox, and you will get the Cactus Jack tribute issue for just 75 cents. Can't beat that deal, and you really want to save. This is a really collector's issue, and if you haven't read the Chatterbox, by all means, take advantage of this offer, because you'll subscribe to it. It's a great, great wrestling newsletter. Not as much inside info as some of the others, but it really is a fan publication, and you'll know what I mean if you pick it up. Write to the Wrestling Chatterbox, 75 cents for the special Cactus Jack tribute, 2344 30th Drive, that's in Astoria, New York, 11102. That's the zip code. Once again, Wrestling Chatterbox, 2344 30th Drive, Astoria, New York, 11102. And pick up a copy of the special Cactus Jack tribute. A few other newsletters I'd like to give some plugs to right now. My good friend Jeff Cohen, who was a columnist for my newsletter, has not been in publication since August, but we are still planning on bringing that back from the dead soon. So it's the Fantasy Federation, written by Jeff Cohen, and it's a good newsletter. It really is. Lots of great illustrations in it. Send a letter to Jeff at 50 Shelley Lane, Great Neck, New York, 11023. That's Fantasy Federation, Jeff Cohen, 50 Shelley Lane, Great Neck, New York, 11023, and get a complimentary sample copy from Jeff Cohen. Of course, our favorite newsletter is The Wrestling Observer, published by Dave Meltzer. You probably know the address by now. We'll be bringing Dave on probably next week to talk about all the stuff that's been going on. Also, Wade Keller, the Pro Wrestling Torch, will be joining us. His yearbook is about to come out, and understand it's a great, great yearbook. We got to take a break, and then we're going to bring Eric Bischoff on with us. So we will take a break right now. Return to the program right after this short timeout.
When it shines so bright, then add it to the moonlight till it feels just right. Can't you see it's the place for you and me?
Celebrate the month of love in the land of love. Caesars Pocono Resorts. When you take your love to Cove Haven, Paradise Dream, Pocono Palace, or Brookdale, you'll enjoy Caesars' perfectly romantic suites, superb food, exciting entertainment, and indoor and outdoor sports, all included in your package. And midweek rates are not discounted. Come on, you both deserve it. Call now, 1-800-233-4141, and plan your stay especially for February 25th. For comedian Rita Rudner's One Show Only, live at Paradise Stream, or stay March 18th when Dennis Miller performs live at Paradise Stream. You'll receive two free tickets when you stay at Paradise Stream or Brookdale and Nights of the Shows.
We've got somewhere to run, darling. Now we'll taste of love's sweetness.
Caesars Pocono Resorts, 1-800-233-4141.
There are plenty of ways to say I love you this Valentine's Day, but nothing says I love you better than a personal message on the air at 1440 WNYG. All day Valentine's Day, we'll be playing our listeners' personally recorded messages to their sweethearts. For information on how you can get your Valentine's Day message on the air at WNYG, call Carol Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 661-4000. That's 661-4000. Happy Valentine's Day from everyone at 1440 WNYG.
Are you an experienced salesperson with a proven track record in radio, TV, newspaper, or yellow page advertising? If you're a moneymaker who loves people, we want you to join the WNYG radio sales team. Now, for more information, call us Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 661-4000. That number again, 661-4000, for an immediate appointment. This is the key to your financial success, so write it down. 661-4000. That's 661-4000.
WNYG.
Okay, we're back here with the program, and without any further ado, our next guest is someone who has been in the wrestling business for a long time. He's out there in sunny California right now while we're here with a snowstorm. Eric Bischoff from World Championship Wrestling, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Sorry I had to wake you up so early.
I'll tell you, it is a little bit early, but I'm an early riser, so it's not too big of a problem.
Well, that's okay. We appreciate you coming on the program with us. Eric, of course, you've been in the wrestling business for how many years now?
I guess it's going on about 7 years now.
Okay, and you've worked for a few different wrestling promotions. You worked for Vern Gagne for a while, I believe, right?
That's really where I started. I started with Vern about 1986, late 86, early 1987, and worked with Vern all the way up until the time that I got the position at WCW in June of 1991.
And since that time, you've been getting more and more television exposure. Now, we wanted to bring you on the program today. All this week, our telephones have been ringing as they usually do, but this week a little bit more frantically regarding some changes in direction as far as at least with the television product that is produced each and every week with World Championship Wrestling. Now, WCW produces not only the Saturday night program, they do the Power Hour Saturday morning and main event on Sundays and syndicated shows as well. Can you explain to us a little bit what's been going on in the Atlanta offices over the past week or so?
I think in general terms, there's been a decision or a realization, I guess would be a better word for it, that we need to compete on a broader level as a television product. Indeed, you know, we are wrestling. There's no mistaking that. And we will always be wrestling. So for the traditionalists and the purists out there, there's no need for concern. But the reality of being in this industry is that you need to entertain, you need to be out there, and you need to compete with the other programs that are within your genre. You know, if you look at the NBA, they have changed their game and the structure of their game to make it more compatible with television. The NFL meets every year at the end of the season to review new rules and the format of their game to make sure that they're compatible with television. Because everybody understands that while, yes, indeed, they may be a sport, or yes, indeed, they may have their own agenda, they are still in the television industry, and they have to compete in that industry. And I think that's basically what's happening here with WCW. So I think most of the changes that you're going to see are just going to make us more competitive in the television industry.
Okay, so this really will not affect, as far as the booking decisions with WCW at this point, at least to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, no, that won't be affected.
Okay. And there'll be someone brought in, I guess, in a position of the executive television producer for all of WCW's television programs. Now, that appointment was not announced yet, was it?
Not to my knowledge. I left Atlanta late Thursday to come to Los Angeles, and when I left, there was no announcement as to who that person will be.
Okay. Now, we've heard various reports. I don't know if you can confirm or deny them, that there's some new lineups being bantered around. For example, Jesse Ventura maybe teaming up with Tony Schiavone for Saturday night now, and yourself and Michael Hayes on Sunday. Has this officially been designated yet, or...?
No, it hasn't. Okay. I mean, that's a decision that if indeed they, you know, if they bring in an executive producer, and that executive producer will make those decisions.
Okay.
And, you know, I think there are probably a number of announced team combinations that are out there right now. Some of them may be interim type of setups, you know. Others, you know, maybe they will be permanent. I try not to concern myself with it too much. I just do what I'm told to do. And,
right.
You know, it's really easy to get caught up in the emotion of political changes and structural changes. And frankly, it really doesn't matter much to me. And who knows what they're going to be. But I think those are decisions that if indeed they're going to bring in an executive producer, those are decisions that man or woman would make.
So I guess the TV product, especially even the pay-per-views and the clashes, maybe a little bit more slickly produced, maybe more state-of-the-art technologies used as well.
You know, that's an assumption that we would all make. And I'm sitting here watching our competitor, you know, the WWF on USA.
The Mania
and
show.
I'm looking at all the changes that they've made in their format. And let's be real, you know, they've done a lot of things extremely well, and they've made a lot of mistakes. I think they shoot themselves in the foot from time to time. There's always going to be changes in formats and the way the program is packaged. And, you know, you would have to assume that it's going to be packaged to be simply just more entertaining and, like I say, competitive in the industry.
What do you think of the WWF's new Monday night primetime show, Raw?
I work a lot, and I work nights a lot, and I've only seen bits and pieces of it. What I've seen so far, I think it's a niche product, and television is becoming a niche industry. I mean, there's so much programming out there, and there's such a variety of channels and cable stations and things like that available to viewers that television is no longer the broad-based entertainment product that it was. Every producer now is finding its niche, and I think Raw probably fills a niche.
Mm-hmm.
I may not like it or dislike it, but it does fit a niche.
But it's been a real spontaneous program. Obviously, most of the shows have been live, direct to the public from their taping center in Manhattan. And it's added a lot of excitement to the wrestling public out there. It's just a spontaneous type of show. A lot of real hardcore fans in the audience, making it a very exciting hour to watch for a lot of people. Now, WCW is also, I guess, your premiere show is your Saturday night WCW show. Do you have any idea, as far as with the new direction or the changes that may be made, will you folks be staying at Center Stage or leaving Center Stage? Do you have any idea what's going to be happening with that?
Again, that's a decision that an executive producer or a person who's in charge of television would make. I can tell you what I would do or what I would like to see. And Center Stage is a great place. And, you know, one of the advantages that McMahon has in New York is that he's got a New York audience. And there's a difference between a New York audience and an Atlanta audience. And a New York audience is going to be more energetic. They're going to respond to things differently than an Atlanta audience does. And there's a lot of things about the Raw program that I really like. Center Stage to me is a little flat visually. I mean, there's some great fans there, and they come every single week. And if you look real closely, you can see some of the same people at Center Stage week after week after week because they're very devoted fans. And fan base isn't the problem at Center Stage, but visually speaking, it's a very limited environment. And I would hope that if there's going to be a change made, that while I wouldn't want to see us leave Center Stage altogether, that there would be some variety in terms of that location and that venue.
Okay. Now, the television ratings overall for professional wrestling have dipped over the last few years progressively. However, WCW, over the last month or so, has been edging back up with their television ratings. I believe some of the recent Saturday night shows have done a 2.4, 2.6 in the ratings, and really have been, as far as the comparability to the WWF, has been edging them out or tying them for the last several weeks, which has got to be a good sign for the company as it is.
That's probably, that's a true statement. I always say, a month does not a trend make. I mean, when you're looking at ratings, you have to look at so many different things. Certainly, there's seasonal changes that happen. There's a lot of changes that happen, and I think you need to look at a 3-month period, a 6-month period, or a 12-month period as a trend. Without a doubt, I mean, if you can take a spike in the ratings, in a 30-day period, you have to embrace it and be glad that you achieved that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're on the right track, because that can change so quickly. I mean, the product can stay exactly the same, and then all of a sudden you're taking a dip in the ratings, and you're asking yourself why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get excited about spikes. I don't get depressed about dips over 2 or 3 or 4 week periods. But you have to look at longer trends, and you hit it right on the head. I mean, television ratings for wrestling have been getting very soft, but that's due to a lot of things that don't have anything to do with wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Are you...
It just has to do with the fact that there's a lot of programming out there. There's a lot of competition out there for programming. Viewers' habits have changed, and it's a different market today than it was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So I guess as far as even the programs that WCW does, do you think, or have you heard, or will they be dropping any shows?
I really doubt that. Because each one, we produce 350 some odd hours of programming a year for both domestic distribution and international distribution. And every one of the programs are viable. Every one of the programs fill a niche for us and achieve certain goals for us, some to a greater extent than others. But I really don't see losing any of them. I see a better, more focused effort in syndication. I see a better and more focused effort in terms of marketing our product. I see that happening. I see a lot of things happening to WCW's programs that don't necessarily have anything to do with the way they look. I mean, the truth is, wrestling is a product just like plumbing tools are a product. You need to get out and market them. And I see a big effort in that area as well.
Well, that's one thing, my personal opinion, has always been lacking in WCW, especially even going on the road, not necessarily television, is the way that the shows have been marketed in the local areas. And now we have been hearing rumors over the last several weeks that WCW is about to break the New York market. We're hearing April 23rd being bantered around as a debut for WCW in New York City at the Paramount, which is formerly the Felt Forum, and the fans are very excited about that. The official announcement has not come yet, and speaking to you last night briefly, you were not aware or if that had been confirmed or not, but those are just the rumors we've been hearing, and we're very excited about that, and we feel that WCW, once they get into this market, the marketing of WCW here in New York City, you guys have got to go all out to make sure that it happens here, because we are fed up with just one promotion running in town, and we'd love to see WCW make a strong impact here, especially with some of the players that you'll be bringing up to this market. Cactus Jack, one of the all-time favorites in this area, and although it has not been confirmed yet, Mr. Ric Flair is certainly a name which would mean a lot here as well with WCW. So anyway, there's a lot of things happening for your
for WCW, and hope that the company does aggressively market its product, especially if they crack this New York area.
Well, definitely, obviously, I mean, New York is a critical market for any product, and
yeah.
Certainly wrestling's no different. And you know, there's a lot of people that believe so much in the live event and what that means to this industry. And live events have been a real tough spot.
Yes.
I mean, let's face it. You know, WWF is hurting in a lot of different areas. They're soft as far as attendance goes. To say that we're soft is an understatement in a lot of areas. But, you know, we want to turn that thing around. Frankly, you know, my personal opinion is that live events are a very tentative marketing strategy. I'm not sure. I mean, it's not only with professional wrestling. If you look at the concert scene, it's real hard to be competitive in the concert industry. There's a couple players out there that are making all the money, and everybody else is suffering. And wrestling falls into that category as well. I'm not sure what the future of live events will be. What I am sure of is that everybody at WCW, from the top of the top of the company, Ted Turner, all the way down to the ladies that answer the phone and the men that answer the phones, are all committed to trying to make that effort work. And I hope we do it.
Well, one market which is really booming for you folks is overseas. Europe is a tremendous, tremendous marketplace right now for professional wrestling. Where is WCW broadcast over there, if you have knowledge of that? And how are you guys doing, if there are any type of ratings in that area at all?
I'm not sure what the... I mean, there is a rating system there, but it's not like our Nielsen ratings here. I know that we're doing very well over there. I think WCW is actually positioned better than the WWF in the United Kingdom in terms of distribution on the Sky Channel and things like that. I know that the live event tour that we have booked over there for March is looking very, very good right now, and we're hearing a lot of positive things. We get a tremendous amount of fan mail. We get more fan mail from the fans in the United Kingdom than we do here.
Yeah.
So we're very viable in the United Kingdom, and that's one area that I really believe that even though we're making a strong effort on, I think we're going to really make a much, much more focused effort to capture and control that market, because it is a huge market, and we're really only seeing the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. Now, are you planning, do you have any knowledge of WCW's planning to expand their European territories?
I would hope to see that, again, because the market is just so vast and so viable that... I think that needs to be done, but I think what needs to be done is, you know, we need to really look at that market as a separate market. We can't just force what we consider to be good programming down their throat based on what the American viewers' tastes are.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be over there. We need to get a feel for what their programming is like and what their appetite is like in order to prepare their dinner for them. And I think that's what we're going to do.
Okay. Lots of things happening with WCW right now. I'm sure we'll be learning more next week when there is an appointment made for the executive television producer of the programs. And a lot of shakeups seem to be going on, which change is good for the industry. You need to get fresh ideas in there all the time to make it exciting.
Well, you know, and one thing I want to, you know, professional wrestling is the home of some very, very hardcore fans. I mean, people really believe. The people that love professional wrestling really, really love it. And I think those people need to know that whatever changes occur doesn't mean that that their product as far as wrestling is going to be diminished at all. I mean, one of the things that Bill Watts has done is he's put an emphasis on the athletic skill and drive and competition in WCW. That's not going to change. So the good things that you see in WCW that you like are going to probably be enhanced even further, and hopefully we're going to address our weaknesses to become more competitive and make sure that we're here 5 and 10 and 15 years from now.
Okay, great. Eric Bischoff, we appreciate your time today, and have a good time out in sunny California.
I'll do it. Thanks, John.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Eric Bischoff from WCW, and not wanting to get too specific on some of the changes that are going on back there, because from what we understand, he's going to get a pretty big push within that company now. So why rock the boat if you know you're going to get paid the big bucks?
But Eric is certainly explaining to us what we can expect to see on WCW television over the next several weeks, and I think there'll be some drastic changes made in formatting of these shows and adding new technologies, because the Ted Turner people, they're not wrestling people. However, they are now really concerned with this company because it's lost a lot of money, $19 million in 3 years. They were in the red for. So you can see some changes in there right now, and we'll be keeping you abreast of everything. Do we have one more commercial break? What do we got? Either that or we're going to start taking some calls for us right here. We'll take a quick break. Call us now at 661-1440, and you can make your voice be heard right here on this program. 661-1440 to discuss pro wrestling. We are here with you for another 15 minutes back after this.
WNYG wants to send you to the movies as 1440 Radio invites you to play the TV movie IQ game beginning February 15th on the Jim Pierce Show. WNYG has stacks of free movie passes to the Hicksville Twin Cinemas, and we want to give them away. Just be ready to call in and answer correctly as WNYG tests your IQ about movies past and present, TV shows, TV theme songs, and movie sound bites. Answer correctly, and you're off to the movies with free passes for yourself and three of your friends. So set your clock radio and tell the office staff to get ready to play the TV movie IQ game, beginning February 15th on WNYG. It's more fun from your good time, great oldie station,
WNYG.
Welcome back to Pro Wrestling This Week. Here's your host, John Arizzi.
Okay, time to take your calls and comments right here at the program, 661-1440. Another 14 or so minutes to go, and we're going to be taking your calls right here, answering your questions. Speak your opinion. Let's go to Rob from Medford. Rob, you're first today.
Hi, John. I just wanted to know, I was at Monday Night Raw when they ran that angle with Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah.
And it was pretty pretty good angle that they ran, because he really got hit in the face hard with that briefcase. And I just wanted to know, now that they're doing this angle with the Money Inc. and Beefcake, does this mean the Stein, is it going to take the titles before WrestleMania?
I would assume that'll happen, and they'll defend against the Head Shrinkers.
I wonder if that's going to be like a TV taping where they'll show it on TV, something like that.
I'm sure that they will.
And the other thing I wanted to ask you, I missed you like a few weeks in a row. What was the Nails situation that he's gone all of a sudden?
Well, Nails basically was fired December 14th at a TV taping, which was held in Wisconsin. I got a call from Nails yesterday, and he's expressed interest in coming on this program perhaps next week. Now, his story is that he had pretty much warded off a sexual advance by Vince McMahon. That is his story. The WWF is claiming that he tried to extort about $150,000 from them. He had filed a complaint with the Sheriff's Department of Brown County in Wisconsin, filing a sexual assault charge against McMahon. As far as we know, there have been no formal charges by the district attorney on Vince McMahon.
Oh, okay.
So that is the situation with Nails, and now there's a big discrepancy over the use of the name and the whole deal. And
hopefully we can get him on the show one of these weeks.
Well, he called yesterday, like I said. He had called me up yesterday, and he will probably come on next week from what he was telling me.
Well, that'll be good. And when are we going to see you at Monday Night Raw, John?
I've been
looking for you the first. I went every week. I haven't seen you.
Let me tell you what's going on, okay? Uh-huh. And this is a situation where I'd love to go to Monday Night Raw.
Uh-huh.
The last time I went to Nassau Coliseum, which was the last time I went to a WWF event, this was going back, I would say 4 or 5 months ago. I was sitting second row ringside. I was spotted there, someone within the organization, and I was followed.
Oh, wow.
I was followed throughout the night, and before the main event, which was Ric Flair against Randy Savage, I believe,
I was confronted by Tom Cole, who had all these charges against the WWF and then settled out of court with them. You know, pretty much getting in my face about my reporting and bringing his brother on my program, and it was an uncomfortable situation for me. I was even informed by some friends, because I haven't gone to the Garden either. Friends that usually sit very close ringside, they said if they heard that if I was seen sitting with them, they wouldn't get their good quality seats anymore.
Oh, well, that's not good.
And Monday Night Raw is in such an atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a shame because it's such a good show.
Oh, I want to go. I'd love to go, but it's very hard for me to blend in a situation where you only have 1,000 people in the place anyhow.
You can see everybody pretty much knows everybody. You can see everybody in the building.
I know.
And Vince McMahon is so close to everything.
Yeah, I'd like to just go up to him and say, hey, Vince, how you doing?
Yeah, so does everybody. All right, John, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
661-1440 is the number to call here at the program. And, I'm a wrestling fan. I like to go to live events myself, but I don't want to feel uncomfortable going to the matches either. So I enjoy myself at the independent shows. I go to whatever WCW shows I can go in the area, and I'd certainly love to go to some WWF shows, but you don't like to be watched while you're at a wrestling arena for whatever reason. We're going to go back to the phones now and go to Pat from Hicksville. Pat, you're next.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
With Vince saying all over, everywhere, anywhere that they ask him, that his drug policy is so strict, do you know the outcome of Bobby Heenan when he was charged with possession of 47 grams of marijuana?
No, I do not. We haven't heard too much about it, so I would assume that either charges were dropped or there were no charges made at all. I don't know. I have not been privy to that information.
Yeah, that was...
I recall the incident.
Supposedly fell asleep on a flight from the Silver Dome to Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, John, keep up the good work. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Getting a lot of hardcore, controversial questions today, which I don't mind. If I have the answer, I'll certainly give it to you. 661-1440 is the number to call. 661-1440 is the number to call here at the program, and we'll be taking calls for another 10 minutes. And then Mickey B's jukebox review will follow. The Prince of Rock and Roll is here in the studio braving the weather, and he'll have some special guests here, I'm sure, today. And Mickey B, the Prince of Rock and Roll, 44 waistline and all, here today to rock and roll your afternoon on WNYG. Let's go to Point Pleasant. We're going to speak to Bob. Bob, you're next.
Hi, how you doing, John?
Okay.
With Bill Watts being demoted, what powers does he lose?
Well, if I understand, just anything that has to do with the television product, the production of it, he is no longer in charge of. Jim Ross was also the producer of these programs, and that position has been taken away from him. Now, as far as the creative direction and the booking, I am not sure what's going on with that. I'm sure Watts is still in charge of the overall booking and bringing in performers into the company. However, there was a situation that took place last Friday where he almost lost his job, and it was with an all-day negotiation session that he was kept in place but demoted. We'll know more next week when they appoint their new executive television producer, and whether or not Watts can tolerate the demotion or not, because he's a very volatile guy, and there's a lot of heat on him right now, not only with him, but Dusty Rhodes, and there's a whole crew of guys down there behind the scenes that it's not a very stable environment for them right now, with the possibility of Flair coming back in, and Flair has made it known that he'd certainly like to be able to give a crack at running things down there. There's going to be some wars behind the scenes upcoming.
Do you think Flair has a good possibility of joining there? Or?
Well, he has not signed a contract yet. He's in Europe right now with his last week with the WWF. He will be back in the States on February 10th. And whether or not he goes in February 21st as scheduled still remains to be seen.
One more question. Do you know who's going to win that television title tournament?
No, it's too early for that right now. We should have that information with the next week or so. I would guess a good bet would be a guy like Too Cold Scorpio, perhaps. one of the younger guys with the high-flying moves, I would anticipate holding that title.
All right, you got a great program. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, 661-1440 is the number to call in. Of course, at 11:30, we'll be at Farmingdale Lanes. And don't forget, everybody, next week at Farmingdale Lanes, there's a very good chance that my sister, Donna, will be at bowling with us. And she'll be signing autographs, yes. If you haven't met my sister, Donna, she's a very bright and vibrant personality. And she'll be bowling with us next week at the Lanes. She's looking forward to that.
To say the least, vibrant.
To say the least, vibrant. Let's go to Adam from Levittown. Adam will be next here. Adam, how you doing? Hello? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Okay.
A couple questions for you. When is that Slam Jam WWF album coming out?
Well, it's been out over in Europe. Matter of fact, it went up to number 4 on the charts over there. Don't know when it's going to be released here.
Because they played a video from it, but we haven't heard from it since.
Well, I would go to a record store that specializes in imports. It's on Arista Records. And check it out. But it has not been released officially here.
Oh, okay. When he comes into WCW, how do you think they'll use Flair? Do you think he'll get the NWA title?
Oh, yeah. I think that's without a doubt. He's going to get that title back that he had lost, or that was taken away from him back in June and July of 1991. The plan is right now, I think, Muda to lose it to Wyndham, and then Flair taking it against Wyndham in May.
That would be good.
But I'm sure that he'll get the title.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
One more thing. There were rumors going around that Luger wasn't happy already. And
No, he's not. He's not happy with the name. See, what McMahon does, okay, is anytime a new performer comes into that company, regardless of his stature, well, Ric Flair was an exception to the rule, he will change their, he will give them a nickname. He will give, so he can market it and copyright it and trademark it and try to make the wrestler lose their identity, so if they ever leave the company, they've lost their market value. For example, Luger, he was just going to call him Narcissus, and Luger just did not want to go along with that. And Luger had enough power because he was coming in, and McMahon does plan to push him tremendously, that he was able to have McMahon drop that exclusive calling him Luger, you know, like Narcissus, and now they're calling him the Narcissist, and he's not even happy with that, I don't believe.
I don't understand why they just can't call him the total package like they used to.
Well, see, that's identifying him with somebody that he used to be down in WCW. McMahon wants to trademark his own characters so he can market them. For example, let's say Doink the Clown, okay? He created that character, Doink the Clown. Now, if Big Josh, who used to be Big Josh, Matt Bourne, if Matt decides to leave the WWF, he'll never be able to use Doink the Clown, even though that's what he's going to be known as for the rest of his life, you know?
It would be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it would be for him, but that's what happens. Like with Mr. Perfect, Kurt Hennig, unless if Hennig leaves, he'll never be allowed to use Mr. Perfect again, but most people know him as Mr. Perfect. So if he goes and wants to wrestle on the independent scene, he'll have to call himself Kurt Hennig and not Mr. Perfect, and most casual fans will identify him as just Mr. Perfect, you know?
Yeah, it's like what the Warriors going through, right?
The Warriors going through hell right now, and it's going to get sticky. And I make a prediction right here that in the next month, you're going to see some mainstream publicity regarding the Ultimate Warrior, the man formerly known as the Ultimate Warrior, and this lawsuit that's going to garner a ton of mainstream publicity just based on the players that are now involved in this situation.
Yeah, because when the other scandals came out, it was like wrestlers who hadn't been around the Federation for a while. But
yeah.
Now you have the Warrior and people recognize him.
Well, you also have the Justice Department who was still interviewing wrestlers regarding an investigation on Titan Sports and the WWF. And I know for a fact that some big names are being brought in over the next few weeks to testify. Now, that situation is still bubbling under. But there, you certainly have not heard the end of that. There's going to be a lot of interesting things going on behind the scenes in the next few months.
It should be interesting.
Yes.
Okay, John, thanks.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
Okay, I think we got time for, another one call? Next call? One more? Can we take one more? Okay, let's take one more call for today, and we'll return next week and, of course, continue our discussions on pro wrestling.
We got Super Brawl coming up, which we're going to be talking about, getting into a little more next week. Flair is coming back to the country February 10th. We hope to speak to him to find out what's going on with his situation. And we, as I said, hope to get Nails on this program next week, the week after. I believe it's going to be next week. Let's take our last call for today, and let's talk to Jason from Northport. Jason, you're last today.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Okay.
I heard that at the December 14th TV taping with the Steiners, Johnny Smith was there, too. Is that true?
Johnny Smith, yes, he was there.
And is he now with the organization?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. And how are they going to plan the angle with Jimmy Hart with Money, Inc.?
Well, Jimmy Hart comes to Beefcake's rescue, and he's thrown out of the ring. You know, you'll see that a week from Monday on Monday Night Raw. Now, what the scenario is going to be, he's going to claim he's going to get revenge for Beefcake, and he's going to go out and bring Hogan back in.
Boy, Jimmy Hart has a bad luck with teams.
Yes, he does.
Is he going to get any new team going?
Don't know for sure right now.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
Okay. But you probably will see him back with the Nasty Boys, I would guess, upcoming. That's going to about wrap it up. We got about another minute to go here. Don't forget, we're going to Farmingdale Lanes right after this program is completed. We'll be bowling there with our special tag team match with a couple youngsters, 11:30, and then we'll be bowling at 12 noon. If you want to come on down, 249-4300, 249-4300, call them for directions. Brave the weather, brave the elements, and come on out and join us. We will be there, and we'll be having a lot of fun with the producer, Bruce Jacobs, myself, and we'll be giving out some wrestling prizes as well. So until next week, when we talk more wrestling with you, this is John Arezzi for WNYG. We'll talk to you next week.